Welcome back to Moments of Peace. I'm Narita, and today we're going to talk about history, American history in particular. And though there are many curriculums out there that I do enjoy, especially like Simply Charlotte Mason and their whole system of doing history, because you could get world history and American history at the exact same time, and you can do it through living books and a book of centuries where you just, it's a timeline that you jot down who you meet and those important events. And it incorporates a lot of the Charlotte Mason base. It's one of my favorite curriculums and curriculum companies. And you get the solid, deep depth of the Bible and going through that. There's also Generations, America and God's Providence, which is an amazing course as well. It's a very thick book with lots of beautiful pictures and a deep view of American histories and struggles and God's providence through it all. And it's a great American history course. And then there's also Beautiful Feet Books, which is again a unit study style of using living books to do history. And you can use a higher grade and then work down and take away or add as you need with their package, or you can just pick and choose some of the books, which is what I have done, to use alongside something else or completely with that, with or without the study guided works. I've done it both ways. Just depends on your comfortability and your creativity. I've also used Not Graphs, which is a fantastic curriculum that also branches having actual textbooks in a conversational style along with the living books. That course is also extremely well done, not just for American history, but also their world history is actually very thorough and deep and good. And this year, though, we have decided to use Masterbooks and kind of get a bunch of stuff together when doing Masterbooks American history. I wanted to give it a try. My kids really enjoyed World Story, and the particular kids that I have left range from third grade up to 12th grade. And so we're gonna do Angela Odell's recommendation with accelerating the three books into one course with the supplemental reading and documentaries in order for it to be a full high school course. It's something that can be done. And because I get so many questions about this course and how to combine it for 1 year, I thought I'd just do a video about it. And I've actually decided that that's what we're going to be doing this year. We've used the other curriculum that I've mentioned. They're all are great. They're all are solid. They're all probably in my top five. But this year, I wanted to go ahead and use Masterbooks America's Story. I love the pictures in it. I love how it is still conversationally and the tone, and does have narrations break naturally throughout it. And we're basically going to be reading it out loud together, all three books. And there is a schedule on Angela Odell's website, who is the author of American Story, but there's three books, and basically you spend about a quarter doing each book. So you do get through all of them, and it is well paced. And like with this book, there's the drive-through history American that you would use as a supplement along with some readers. I have readers already from like that I have grabbed from Beautiful Feet Books or from Simply Charlotte Mason, depending on the age group of my kids that I will assign to them with this, because currently Masterbooks doesn't have many living books to go with their courses, but this is very much a living history and a great spine to go with it. It's biblical, it's affordable, it's doable, and in the season of life that we're in right now, this is what I needed to do to accomplish the goal of teaching everybody one thing, streamlining my time, going deep, and still having fun, and using all of the supplements at one. Plus, like I said, my kids and I really enjoyed the World Story, and so we wanted to circle back around to American Story. So we have American Story 1, 2, and 3, and we have the timelines now. When we first did this, they did not have the timelines yet, so now they have timelines. And you can laminate these, cut these out and put them on a wall, or you can make copies and have your kids just jot down in their Book of Centuries, which again is just a book with a timeline so they can see everything throughout the course. And I got one for each of these books. So when we go through each one, we'll have it. I'm going to pair it with Meet the Chief. I love this book. It has like fun facts about each president and just the basics about each president, and it's cool and I like it, along with the Star Spangled State book, because along with doing the U.S. American history, we are going to be doing U.S. geography and notebooking and learning and watching fun YouTube videos in addition to doing this. Now, this says 4th to 6th grade, but I'll be beefing it up some because we will be using this book. We'll be using the chief as well as just learning through here and each state and recipe and the state flags. And, this comes with a passport that you get to put in for each book. It comes in with different recipes and all a little bit of the state history and stuff, and then we will watch YouTube videos on like fun facts and the different types of, you know, museums or something that state is like known for. So we will be doing a state study in addition to, and as we go along with the American history, and we will do all of this together about 4 days a week, and then my kids will have additional American reading assigned to them to aid this in their grade levels. And we will be reading some books out loud together with this. So that is how we plan on beefing it up a bit and going at a accelerated rate for the high school credit, but also it being fun and bite-sized and lively and all of us all together for my middle school and elementary students, my youngest being in 3rd grade. I did not get the student books for these because we plan on doing it out loud, but they do come with a student book that adds more of the geography and in-depth like narration or written narrations and questions and stuff like that that can also be used with this course. So we are looking forward to going through the documentaries that are recommended, some of the documentaries I already have, Drive Through History, and kind of pairing all of this together. So we're learning presidents, we're learning the U.S. history, and we're getting an in-depth study on each of the states. So, and we'll also be playing state games and stuff like that. So we are very excited to dig in. We love the style of the books being a good spine and meat portion of our history, where it's just very Christ-centered and conversational and makes for a good study. So I would link these below if you're interested in using these. They are from Masterbooks, and we are very thankful for Masterbooks and how doable they make teaching your kids and learning together in all seasons of life, especially the harder ones. And so we are looking forward to learning a lot. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you next time.